rocks.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah.
7:37 today. We got some morning fogs.
Some fogs.
That's what I'm calling it from here on out, because that's the only way.
Those damn fogs.
I have to lean into the curve. Lean into the slide. Today, cloudy, chance of rain or snow, high of 38 tonight. Cloudy, colder, low of 24. And then tomorrow, cloudy and cold. Little bit of sunshine in there. Just scotches.
Damn.
Little splotches. High of only 33 tomorrow.
Low of 24 tonight.
I know, dude. It's cold, man. It's make your nuts disappear cold. Right now, it's 30. Yeah.
And now for something really good. It's Good News with Brock.
Tried to turn away from the mic. That didn't work. In Australia, a man created a giant 14-foot Christmas tree out of 2,500 empty beer cans.
Oh, nice.
That he and his buddies have been collecting for the past year. Wes Boyd combined his love of Victoria Bitter Beer. Wait, that's not Foster's. Foster's.
Australian for beer.
What's that, Arnold?
Something. I don't know.
Obviously, you and I can't do Austria.
It should have been Austrian for beer.
There you go. Ooh, what beer they have in Austria?
Austria. It's called beer.
There you go. That was good. Australian
accent.
It's
just beer.
But anyway, he's hoping to raise money so people can come check it out, give a donation, and check out the giant sculpture. Cripes. And all the money will go to Alzheimer Australia, an organization that provides support for people suffering from dementia. So they're drinking, but they're helping out a good cause.
You're absolutely right.
I like that, man. I think that, see, people don't give beer drinkers or drinkers enough credit. We do a lot of drinking for charity.
We do.
This is a perfect example.
You know, the amount of beers we drink during we golf, we could make a Christmas tree too.
We need to keep that in mind. No. Next year, we'll do that. I'm not going to build it, though. We'll just do a Christmas pile.
Yeah.
It's just a pile of beer cans.
And throw some lights on it.